Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Early morning freeze results in multiple crashes on Thursday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Local law enforcement responded to multiple crashes on Thursday due to a flash freeze during the morning commute, with one of those crashes involving a Gillette Police Department cruiser. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, a 34-year-old man was issued multiple citations following an incident where he lost control of his 2010 Ford on Highway 59 near Edwards Street, resulting in a collision with a police vehicle at 7:21 a.m. Subsequently, the Ford veered into oncoming traffic, colliding with a 17-year-old girl driving a 2007 Pontiac. The officer sustained minor injuries due to the deployment of the airbags and had to exit the police vehicle from the passenger side. Wasson said a passenger in the Pontiac expressed minor leg discomfort. All involved in the crash were evaluated on scene by EMS. Additionally, the 34-year-old man received citations for driving too fast for conditions, no insurance, and possessing worn-out tire treads. Man arrested for allegedly pointing loaded gun at sister. On Thursday morning, a 19-year-old man was apprehended for aggravated assault following a police response to a disturbance. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the incident stemmed from an argument between the 19-year-old man and his 18-year-old girlfriend. Subsequently, the man's 38-year-old mother and 15-year-old sister arrived at the apartment after being informed of the situation by the girlfriend. Wasson said the man allegedly armed himself with a shotgun and aimed it at his sister. However, the situation eventually de-escalated, allowing the mother and sister to depart safely. Gillette police discovered that the man had also threatened to shoot anyone approaching the apartment, according to Wasson. Fortunately, no injuries occurred during the incident. Based on eyewitness accounts, the individual involved, 19-year-old Alexander Moyle, was arrested on charges of aggravated assault and unlawful possession of a firearm. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.